Hey everybody, welcome to the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to The Remedy. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, cooperate, brainstorm, come up with some great ideas. I'm also published on several different sites, byebyebluesky.com, health-access, and throughout Google and Yahoo, so check me out, see where I'm at, see what I've got to say, you never know. We also publish articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. And this program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions and utilizing different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods, and now energy in regard to EMF pulsing devices and other things along those lines, and anti-nanotechnology. You can access my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On my website, augmentinforce.com, you will see a catalog link. In that catalog link, you will see books on DVD. You will see a flash drive, 32 gig flash drive. You will see the anti-nano triangle, the anti-nano bucket, the repulsor units, the portable grounding straps, the t-shirts, and traditional remedies with tinctures and herbs and all kinds of things. So if you're interested, feel free to access the site, give me an email, and we'll go from there. If you have any questions or if you need to get a hold of me, feel free to do so at independz@yahoo.com, independz@yahoo.com, or contact me at 519-977-5351. And if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, pertaining to the show and the content of the show, feel free to do so at 208-935-0094. And today's date is October 21st, 2017. And by the grace of God, we are still here. I have to say this because, you know, we're always hearing the doom and gloom of everything going on. You know, Nibiru is around the corner and we got a war heading. We're heading toward a war. We've got weather force magnifiers and we've got targeted individuals and we've got nano poisoning and we've got genetics and transgenetics and vaccines and we've got all these things and frequencies from towers and 5G. And it gets a little overwhelming, you know, when you read all the stuff coming at us and you realize how fragile we are with so many things coming at us in so many different directions, and how unprepared we were for what is transpiring, and how the unraveling of this master plan to decimate population of the planet, it's just phenomenal, just phenomenal. And when you're looking at some things, I'm going to talk about certain things tonight just to kind of throw some thoughts, you know, have you thinking, because you need to think, and you need to think in terms of solutions, not the end of the world kind of scenario. And I'm not talking about a rapture or some universal interdimensional portal coming up and opening up, swallowing you, setting you free, or, you know, you're stepping from one dimension to, I'm not talking that. What I'm talking about are when we have thoughts of these issues, instead of having this attitude of, what can I do about it? What can I do about it? What can I do about all this? You know, instead of having that attitude, have an attitude instead of, well, you know, things sound pretty bad, but let's see if we can take this apart piece by piece, small chunks, and see if we can take care of the little stuff. Because if you take care of a lot of little stuff, then the big stuff falls down all its own because it's only supported by the small, tiniest of components. And once you start rectifying those components, all of a sudden the big picture becomes a little picture. All of a sudden the big problems become little problems because you've knocked out the pins that are holding it up. You know, the old saying goes, the strongest chain is its weak is tested to its weakest link. In other words, the link that makes the chain break is where it's its weakest. And in all that's going on today, we have to look at the vulnerabilities of these technologies, the vulnerabilities of these problems. We all know that artificial intelligence is running the show. I mean, if you haven't figured that out by now, you need to go look at artificial intelligence is killing us. And some other videos, which is explaining how artificial intelligence has basically taken off and is controlling the planet. And in this control, I'm not even sure anymore if the drones that are flying above us are military controlled anymore. In fact, I think they are AI controlled, and the AI is actually waging war against humanity to either assimilate or decimate the human race. That's my perspective based on the research and details I have gotten so far. When we're looking at a gestalt system, basically what that really means is a system that is all attuned to serving a hierarchy, a specific hierarchy. And in this case, the artificial intelligence would be the god of this planet, if you will. It's not a god, it's just a device. But the one thing about singularity, just to give you an insight about weakness on singularity, that's its weakness. Its very strength is its very weakness. Singularity, if you hit it in one spot, it affects everything. There is no escaping it. In other words, okay, let's look at nanotechnology. Nanotechnology constructs what they call fullerene threads, or circuits, if you will, for sake of, you know, getting into a long-winded defining what a fullerene is. If you don't know what a fullerene is, go on my website. There's all kinds of nano information there, and you can look at what a fullerene is. When you see a fullerene being constructed, its construct is based on a frequency modulation to tell it what to do and how to build. If you affect one tiny nanoparticle in its construct, you can cause the whole thing to come undone. That's how vulnerable it is. The key is finding how to do that. That's the challenge. Now, in a gestalt society, when you have an artificial intelligence running the planet and trying to create a singularity or a one-world systemic system to control everything, it is the most vulnerable system ever, because if you hit it in one spot and have an access point in one spot, it will literally come unglued. That's how vulnerable artificial intelligence is. When we're looking at health issues, it's the same thing. A lot of times the health issues that we're dealing with today have been systemically integrated with biology to create a mutated strain of whatever it may be that's affecting you. And in this affected strain, it's got a program or an operating system in it. This is why nanopoisoning is so difficult to get rid of out of the body, because of the way it integrates with the DNA, the way it integrates with the RNA, the way it integrates with your chromosomes, the way it integrates with your genetic code, the way it corrupts your system's operating functions. You know, it goes in there, and you can either turn something on, turn something off, wipe something out, you know, incorporate something in, you know, and this is what makes this tech toxic. And when you're talking particulates that you're buying in the store, products that are selling you now that has a fullerene content to it, or a dendrimer into it, or a quantum dot, or some kind of bot technology, you know, delivery bots into the system on a nano scale. If you're reading anything along those lines, monatomic, angstrom, synthetic atom, ultrafine particles, nano, okay, anything along those lines, if you're reading this in a medical journal, in a nutraceutical journal, in a health food journal, in a health food store, in a medical transcript, the alarm bells should be going off in you. And you should be recognizing the fact that this is a form of technology that they are now introducing into the human genome. And let me stop right there for 1 second. How many of you actually know what a human is? What a definition of a human is? How many of you know what that is? It's not what you think. If you're calling yourself a human being, you're calling yourself a beast. The word human actually means beast. When you see the biblical reference, and some of you say you don't believe in the Bible, and that's okay too. I don't care if you believe it or not. You're going to hear it anyway because I don't care. When you read the text in the Bible and you hear about the mark of the beast, the only reason somebody would wear the mark of the beast is because they are beast. When you address yourself as part of mankind, God's creation. You're a man under freedom. That's how you define yourself. Because if you don't define yourself in that manner, when you go into the court of law, and if you define yourself as a human being, you have lost the case because beasts have no rights. No rights. So as a beast, because that's how you're defining yourself, you can now be tagged with a technology. An artificial intelligence can be tagging you now, because in the eyes of the elite, in the eyes of the artificial intelligence, you are no longer a man. You are no longer a woman. This is why they are struggling so hard to delete that terminology out of your vocabulary, because if you can't call somebody who's a female a girl, or a woman, or a boy, or a man, then you're calling them human, you are calling them beasts. And as beasts, you're subjected to whatever regulations that regulate beasts. You are not under a law, because the laws that are there are for men or mankind. Okay, and I mean men, I'm talking about men and women. God made Adam and Eve. He made man and woman. Okay, that's what he made. That's who he made. Okay, and they're trying to take away that element so that you are no longer a creation by God. You are now a construct for an artificial intelligence to integrate with your DNA, because you are nothing but a beast. This is why the Bible says that anyone who are caught with that mark won't go to heaven, because you're a beast. You have submitted yourself as a beast to be chipped with that stupid mark. That's what that's all about. And in today's time, when we're talking about health and nano and all the things that are going on, and how you are being treated as beast, why do you think the vaccination program is running the way it is? Because nobody's proclaiming that they are of being created as men or part of mankind. Okay? When you're talking humankind, you're talking about being a beast. No different than a cow or a horse or a chimpanzee or a ape. And you have to look at that word and look at and research it. Okay, read. And I don't mean do a Google research. Do a linguistic research on the terminology. You know, Google is full of horse hockey most of the time. You know, look that up. That's why they want to bring the chip in. Because once the chip is in, the artificial intelligence can now, is already categorizing the planet with chips and dots and quantum dots and bots and everything else. The last bastion to be chipped is people, persons, men, women, children, not humans. Humans will be chipped. If you're a man or a woman, then that means you are a divine creation by the Almighty. And that chip is not for you unless you're a beast. Because that's the mark of a beast or the beast. Okay, so again, this is where this is going today. So those of you who are feeling the effects of the today's overload. And they got you convinced of all kinds of wonderful bullsh from the television and from other, you know, aspects here. Again, keep that in mind. You are a man. You are a woman. The transgender thing was a front. It was a big smokescreen. They created a transhuman. That's what they created, a transhuman, a beast that is caught between two genders. This is what that actually means. When you're talking transhuman, you're talking a creature, a beast, a mutation, neither animal or human or man. That's what that's all about. So, and then in the deleting of that terminology, man and woman, because they're saying it's sexist, it's bullsh. It's not sexist. It's trying to take away your right, or not your right, but your inheritance, what is yours. It's trying to take that away from you so they can categorize you as a beast. The whole technology thing is about chipping beasts to be categorized and utilized as the program sees fit. Rights and freedoms are gone under this system. You are now tapped into an artificial intelligence which will now dictate the policies of how and what and who you are. Those of you who have watched Star Trek The Next Generation and saw the Borg in a series of the Borg, and they didn't have a name, they had a designation, because in that system that you're seeing there that was being televised, that's an artificial intelligence giving everybody a designation and a program to function with. Once the program is no longer there, okay, once the program has outlived itself or has become obsolete, then there's a reprogramming that goes on, which can be now downloaded because you are now accessed directly to the technology. Elon Musk wants humans to wear a strand or a stripe in their skull. So this can extend its bots into your brain. So now you can be interfaced directly with the artificial intelligence. Clay and iron, as the Bible talks about. Clay and iron, human and technology. And when you're looking at that interface, the way he presents it is that you have to have this in order to be able to function in that time frame, because humans will be like cats and dogs. We are not human. We're men and women. And that's something that you got to get into your skull. You are a man created by God. You are a woman created by God. The whole genetic code and everything that has ever existed came from God. Came from the Creator. Not a robot, not a machine, not a technology, not a genetic engineered test tube. It came from the Almighty. Okay, so when we're looking at this aspect of what's going on today, this is the end game. Either to cull the human race with the beasts of the planet, bring down the population of these beasts so that they can now be categorized and chipped. And the rest who are men and women, if there are any around, will form their own system or society, or will have moved on to the next level. That's the way it is. You know, there's no beating around the bush. Either you're here or there. You know, today you're here, tomorrow you're gone. That's just the way it is. Sooner or later, one day, we all stand before our Maker, give an account, and tell him how dumb we were when we were down here. You know, how stupid we really were. When we're talking current trends, and we're talking in relations to what, you know, we need to do today, you need to start thinking in terms of taking it apart piece by piece, little at a time. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have a college education, university, or any of that horse hockey. All that is just programming. All these people coming out of university today are programmed drones. They are as dumb as a bag of rocks. If it's not within the book category that they're in, it's not within the realm of the field they're in, they have no clue about anything. And if it's not in the literature that they've studied, it doesn't exist. This indirectly is showing you what happens when you lose your mind. When you can no longer think for yourself. When you can no longer have any perspective for yourself. You know, when you're looking at the elements of what's happening today and look at the educational system today, there is no education. Basically, it's just training and programming. That's all it is. Your kids, your young kids can pick up a cell phone, a calculator, an iPad, and have that thing up and running in 5 minutes. Know how to run, how to operate the system, but you pull them away from that iPad and you have them do some simple basic mathematics or have them read some text out of a book, and they're lost. They're lost. They have been programmed to be part of the tech. They're being programmed for assimilation. Okay? When you're looking at today's young people, a lot of them have... I was thinking about something today. You know the old hippie movement, you know, how the long hair, long face, long beard, you know, and the, hey, man, what's happening, that kind of stuff. That's the 60s is when they started turning men and women into beasts. You know, allowing themselves to become unusual. It wasn't they were expressing themselves freely. They were being programmed to become lower and lower and lower. All of a sudden, we had a sexual explosion. All of a sudden, we had a drug explosion. All of a sudden, we had, you know, we were rejecting fundamental principles that made what we are and who we are as a system, society, or as a people. And as a result, we have been evolving or being led into a level of deplorable behavior, getting us lower and lower and lower into the realms of, again, the beast. Why do we have pedophiles today? The pedophile explosion, if you will. All the hierarchies, all the monarchies, all the political leaders, every one of them, or majority of them, I should say, majority of them are into this pedophile crap. Why is that? Why would anybody want to violate a child in that manner? Only a beast would do this. Only a beast would do this. So, and why would this occur? Because the programming has been in place since the 60s to turn people into beasts. And when the political structure at the top are in that form of bestiality, I guess that's a word for it, where beasts are feeding on themselves, on their own flesh, then you know the rest of the system is going to collapse unless those at the bottom reject that system. Now, when we're dealing with, and that's one way of dealing with that issue, reject the system. Reject the media. Most of the media you're hearing today, mainstream media, is not worth a fiddler's fart. None of it is. Okay, it's all entertainment. It's all about stressing you out. It's all about anxiety. When have you ever heard on the news... When have you ever heard on the news a solution to the situations that they're reporting? Have you ever heard a solution? Have you ever heard, hey, we have an answer here. We're going to go here and we're going to give them an education. We're going to build this for them. Or we're going to show them how to work. We're going to show them how to take care of themselves. We're going to show them how to negotiate. We're going to show, not us get involved, or the United States or Canada or Mexico or Russia. You know, we go and get involved in the sense that here we are, we're going to give you the tools so you can communicate, learn to talk to each other. Instead, what's going on there is the paradigm that's being sent is one side goes in, arms the one side, another side goes in, arms the other. This is the banks that do this. This is what the banks are notorious for. They cause a complete civil unrest in the country so they can decimate the country, move in with their policies and their BS, and then control these people with a debt entrapment. And this is what has happened in the United States and Canada. They got us all on credit cards and got us all on, you know, buying debt. And majority of the stuff you're buying, you don't even need, you know. And if you ever walked away from a deal because you didn't have the money, it's not a deal. If you can't pay for it, it's not a deal. The only three reasons why you should be in debt is because you're buying an automobile, which is going to get you to and from work, a business, Or equipment. Do I hear music? Is there music? Hello? Okay. That's the only three reasons why you should be getting in debt. If you got to use a credit card to buy something on sale, it's not a deal. And that's entrapment, and that's part of the AI system to keep you in a system, a systemic system, in a debt load where you're constantly serving the AI. You need to start thinking about, how do I stop this and serve yourself? Okay, that's what you need to be doing. I'm not sure what's going on here. I hear thumping there. As far as the AI is concerned, it is there. It's running the show. You know, it's running the show. And you need to understand that your transgenics in the food, genetics, the epigenetics, is altering your DNA. It's altering you to be a mutant. And these vaccines that they've incorporated into the system is also altering the men and women, or mankind, to become a human or a beast, altering the genetic code, causing a mutation. As a result of these mutations, we start altering our thinking. We start altering what we feel, how we feel. We give in to the seduction that the television programming is putting into us. So this is why it's important that you say no to vaccines. This is why it's important you say no to transgenics. And this is why it's crucial that you say no to nanobiology, nanotechnology, because it will integrate, incorporate, replicate, duplicate, and then regenerate itself inside of you. And that's been the biggest theme going on. Artificial intelligence is running the show. They have lost control of this 5 years ago. And I'm presenting this to you because a lot of things that you're hearing today, especially from a lot of the gurus, is being scripted by artificial intelligence, and they're passing it on. There's a lot of misinformation going on in the health food industry today of what is healthy. That misinformation has been going on for over five decades. From nanosilica or silica dioxide, or even the silica diatomaceous earth, all these bentonite clays all have a lead, aluminum, or some form of silica to them, which does translocate through the colon, which does incorporate itself into the cells, which does cause genetic damage, which they don't tell you. You know, when you're looking at canola oil, aspartame, ant poisoning, neotame, you know, the, what was the other one? Saccharin. These were all part of the help of molasses. These were all waste products, fish oils. These are all garbage products. I had an article last night which they're saying that the fish oils that they're selling in the market now may be actually being produced by methane. Well, you know what methane is, don't you? If you don't know what methane is, methane can come from cow crap, pig crap, methane. They're taking crap and converting it to an omega-3. Yes. Get it in ya. When someone says you're full of crap, they might be right. Because you're eating a lot of things with this presumption that it's healthy. Because none of you are investigating like you should. You're listening to a guru, following their advice, and not looking at what's really going on. And you need to realize that what goes in your oral cavity, you control. All right, come on back. We're going to get more into this. We're hearing music now, so come on in. Start thinking small pieces. All right, talk to you in a bit.
Chamber of Commerce is suspect of giving a rating of C-. Calamarain Precious Metals and visit the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you've read the entire story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of a real deal, detachable 50-gram gold bars from Calamarain Precious Metals by calling 623-327-1778. Well, while you're at it, ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all your precious metals needs, whether buying or have the need to sell, call Calamarain Precious Metals. Remember, no dinar, no celery, no itsy-bitsy spiders, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Calamarain Precious Metals today at 623-327-1778. Now you can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer Toothpaste and Mouthwash. Vitamer Toothpaste and Mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's VitamerR.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer Toothpaste and Mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural, available at participating health food stores nationwide.
This is The Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the second half of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pentel-Rusco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Talking tonight a little bit, kind of off and on the topics of health and how we need to take things in bits and bites, and how not to get caught up on the being overwhelmed. It's pretty hard not to get overwhelmed, especially with everything we're facing today, and again, the level... you know, it can be a little tough in regard to not being overwhelmed, but this is where when you get with other people who are like-minded, when you get with other people who are like-minded, that you can work with, cooperate with, you'd be surprised at what you can achieve. Even if it's just two of you. Even if it's just two of you, you'd be surprised. There you go. You mean, okay, hold on. How's that? It was still loud. Holy crap. That better? Test. Let me know. If two of you are together, cooperating, you don't have to be, there's no boss, just share ideas, bounce back and forth. You may be surprised at what you can accomplish. Understanding first what's really going on is going to be the big key. One second, what's going on here now? Reboot the Skype connection. You want me to do that now? Okay. Oh, won't matter. Okay, is that better? Test, test, test. Okay. Is that a little better? Okay, are we on? Are we hooked? Are we connected? All right. Work together. All right, good enough. Work together. You know, I don't care, just two of you. You'd be surprised what two of you can accomplish. You know, I've been working with Brian 396. I work with, you know, people in Europe, you know, a fellow named DeMarco, another guy named Dave, Shand in Portugal, Spain, and, you know, we've gotten a lot done. We've gotten a lot accomplished, and you can too. Yeah, you can too. So again, are we good? I hope we're good. Oh, I'm here. Yeah, there I is. Tonight we're all over the place. All right, cool. We're good. All righty. Yeah, you know, don't get with people who are like-minded. Look, I don't care if they're of a different ethnicity. I don't care if they're of a different culture. I don't care if they're of a different belief system than what you have. If you can work together with somebody, do so. If you can work together with somebody who has of the same belief system or of the same cultural mindset, fine. If not, find people that you can work with, because this will make the difference in your suffering, your endurance, and in your recovery. Going to make a big difference. When we cooperate with each other, that's when we get the most done. Seriously. Now, I want to also present something here. Tony, I found the chemtrails high altitude spraying around 11 p.m. to around 4 a.m., depending before daylight, and we are getting a pounding. Well, maybe. Oh, may Allah, may God help us. Okay. In regard to targeted individuals, Bye Bye Blue Sky is going to run some research on it. Anybody who's been targeted as an individual with frequencies and with being hit with different things, give her a shout. Go to her site, send her an email, and give her your experiences of what has been happening to you. You know, let her know what's going on. She wants to publish something on it. She wants to bring the awareness up front. Some of us are coming up with ideas. I've come up with some ideas for targeted individuals by creating an EMF pulse device, by wearing certain grounding straps, by removing the implants out of the body. There's another guy out west who's come up with a hat and cup protection. A lot of women that have contacted me and some guys are saying that they are now being targeted in their genital area. So it's being fired up. You know, they get in front of the computer and all of a sudden they are being hit and targeted. No, they're not watching porn sites, so get that out of your head. This is a serious situation going on here. This is real. This is what's happening. I got another woman in New York. She's been so caked over with the nanotechnology and the nanobiology that she's got fungi and bacterial biofilms saturating her system, and she is being lit up every time the frequencies go up and down. So a lot of you out there have been hit, and I'm going to tell you one of the keys to reducing this hit or getting this reduced to nothing is by the removal of the implants that have been growing in your body. And one of the ways to knock out the implants is to basically fry them with an EMP pulse and then remove them from the system. This is one way of doing it. You can wear a shielding. Wearing all kinds of shielding will also help you as well. In order to block a frequency, you need a frequency, or you need very strong or very thick, dense material that will absorb the EMF, or you need to put something in your proximity where everything goes to the material. Give an example. If you got two magnets, north and south, they will attract to each other. But if you put an iron or steel plate in between them or something that they are attracted to, both magnets now will attract to that material. If you get a north-north or a south-south polarity or frequency on a magnet, they will repel each other. But put an iron plate between them and it will attract to them. So you want to use something that can, if you can't block it, then at least detour it from directly hitting you and going into something else, like an antenna or an array, or again, having some kind of frequency that you can utilize to divert it away from you. This has got to be done. Wearing grounding materials like the portable grounding straps, creating a portable, what's it called now? Oh, I lost the word. It's a copper mesh Faraday cage. You can making your own Faraday cage. What I did, and I explained on the last show, I went and bought some copper hanger straps. And I measured for my head, and then what I did is I took some copper mesh and covered the top. And so when I wear that, I tell you something, it does seem to make a difference in my clarity, my vision, and in my thinking process. It seems like I'm back online again. I don't seem to have that blocking. And when I attach a ground to the strap on my head, it's again dispersing anything that might be hitting me from this, my systems or whatever. So this is what I'm saying. You need to start thinking in terms of what to do. Now, I gave an assignment last week. I'll give it again. I want you to go look up every patent you can find on electromagnetic field shielding, RF shielding. Do a patent search. Not a Google search, not a Yahoo search, a patent search. Go look at the patents. Develop some ideas. You know, one guy can move a mountain. A corporate group of people can move a planet if they're working together. You know, start doing the research. Come up with ideas. If you see something there, I don't see everything. I'm just showing you what I see, okay? And I'm showing you what I've done, and I'm showing you what I've seen work to the best of my ability. And the triangles that we've shown you to build, the repulsors that we've shown you to build, the portable grounding straps, the buckets, these have an impact in reducing the buildup of this nanobiology that's inside you. Think of this as synthetic biology. Now, while we're on that topic, okay, every time we have an event occur, chemtrails today and yesterday in Windsor, Ontario, Essex County, we had chemtrails up to Wazoo here. And this is not a special place. This is a daily thing. We get hit. And I had a call from the county saying that everybody in the county had a respiratory issue going on. Okay. All of a sudden, they had a cold-like symptom without having a fever or a cold, and their chest was congested, and they were being mucosal. Because they are releasing particulates and nano that is getting embedded into the respiratory system and around the bronchi area. Now, what are we going to do about this, okay? You need to first and foremost start thinking in terms of fortification. Build up your body to become more resistant to this bullshit that they're putting down on us. Secondly, if you already are down, then number one, you got to come up with a remedy. You got to come up with a countermeasure, okay? Measures and countermeasures. I haven't used that term in a long time because you're dealing with an artificial intellect that is trying to assimilate you and trying to reduce the population. If you won't surrender, you're going to be turfed. That's how it looks at you. So, if I'm going to be turfed, I'm going to be turfed the way I'm supposed to go, not because some machine said I'm going to go. Now, we are having respiratory issues, so I'm going to give you a formula. Get your pen and papers out. I'm going to give you a formula. I want you to take some onion. Take yourself an onion, peel the outside, chop it up, throw it in a blender. I want you to take a cup and a half of vodka, rum, gin, whatever you've got that's clear base, or brandy or cognac. Okay, I don't want whiskey because they got stuff in the whiskey. But if you can get whiskey that doesn't have the wood in it, so you make a whiskey and there's no wood, you're making your own homebrew, even your moonshine. Making your own shine, use it. Get it up there on the proof-wise, 100, 120 proof. You know, not that 200 proof octane stuff you guys make. Which I'm not against, but in this situation, you don't want to be dead. You want to heal your body. All right. You take a cup and a half of vodka or clear-based alcohol. You then juice, you blend that for 10 minutes, okay, filter that. Then you're going to get the essential oil of thyme, and you're going to get some kind of copper. I don't care what you get, copper, colloidal copper, copper sulfate, copper chloride, even the chlorophyll, okay. And you're going to put, for every ounce you've got of the onion extract, you are going to put in one drop of thyme. You got 10 ounces, you put in 10 drops. You get 5 ounces, you get 5 drops. You're going to put 2 tablespoons of that copper in there with it. Okay. And you're going to take that with vitamin C, a half a teaspoon, 2 grams. And you're going to do, if you get hit, you immediately start using this every half hour for the first 4 hours. You got to get this going because this has a 24 to 72 hour gestation period. In other words, it takes that long for it to incubate and get inside. If you can nip it in the bud before it gets going, you can save yourself some grief. If not, you're going to have a fight. So you do that every half hour. Okay? For the first 2 hours, and then after that you take a dose every 4 hours or every 3 hours. You have to sustain this in the body every 3 to 4 hours. Don't let it get to 5, because at 5 hours you're going way down. It's too late, too far. So when you're looking at doing this, again, you can also give this to children, but with the children, you may want to cut it with a little maple syrup. I'm not crazy about honey unless you filter the honey, because the honey will be loaded with nano. Do not use apple cider vinegar. I'm not a big proponent of that anymore either, because of the nano contamination in the skin. They're not cleaning the skin, and they can't clean the skin. So use the white vinegar. Go to the grocery store, $2, $2.50, whatever. You buy 4 quarts or a gallon of this stuff, or 3 liters in Canada. That will go a long way. It has a lot of healing properties. You use that, okay? Those of you who are having problems in the lower extremities, say you got a diabetic foot sore, you got sores going on in your feet, you are going to take vinegar, 50-50 with water, and you're going to clean those wounds with vinegar, okay? Especially if you got diabetic, and you may see those sores go away. Quit eating the bloody bread. Quit eating these bloody grains. They're all coated and saturated with this nano crap and genetics. Okay? There ain't a safe bread anywhere. Don't give me your thing, well, how can I eat this? I don't want to hear it. If you're not willing to cut the poison out of your system, then be prepared to pay the price. End of story. If you're not willing to cut the crap out that's causing the problem, be prepared to pay the price. Now, when you have this respiratory thing going on, if you're a smoker, quit. I'm going to explain why you need to quit. I don't care if you use nicotine. They got these nicotine things. They're pure nicotine. You want to eat a drag of nicotine? Go get a drag of nicotine. But don't use these vapes, and don't use the... What do you mean, what? What? I got a what here? Oh, yeah, quit. You have to quit. I don't care if you use tobacco. I don't care if you use real tobacco, but don't use the cigarettes, because the cigarettes are wrapped up with all kinds of chemicals, and every time you take a drag from a cigarette, you're putting carbon nanoparticles in your lung. And if you get hit with a respiratory hit from these chemtrails, that carbon is going to say, oh, look, my long-lost family, they're already here. I'm going to attach myself to those particulates, and we're going to create a network in the respiratory system and maybe cause a pneumonia, or maybe cause some other kind of tuberculosis or pleurisy or some other mutated version of a pathology. See what I'm saying? Everything is designed to hijack you. Tobacco in and of itself is not an evil. Never was. It's the chemicals they mix with the tobacco. Just like they talk about meat causing cancer. What a lot of bullshit that is. Okay, meat doesn't cause cancer. It's the crap you mix with the meat. When you're looking at tobacco, if it's clean tobacco, like a native ceremonial tobacco, doesn't got any sprays on it, that you use. But don't smoke it. Either extract it and put drops of it in your coffee or in your tea. Or, again, you know, consume it with cocoa or something. But don't smoke it. Once you smoke the tobacco that you're buying at the store, that has been chemically treated with nano sprays. And the moment you suck in and take a drag, you have now taken in those particulates, which are now embedding themselves in the lungs, causing your immune system to become compromised, to be infected. And when they spray you, they don't give a fiddler's fart about you. When they spray you with the stuff, this now has something to adhere to inside your respiratory system because you put it there. So this is why I'm telling you what to do in regard to this. So again, I'm going to die. No, you're not going to die. You just go get some vitamin B3. Okay, now if you got to quit, one thing you're going to do is you're going to get niacinamide, which is nicotinic acid, a form of nicotinic acid. And you're going to use 500 milligrams five times a day until you can get your levels down. Where you're going to have a problem is the chemicals in the tobacco that's causing the addiction. It's not the tobacco. So if you get that B3 inside your system, it'll help calm those urges down. And if you can take a high level of B3 and take a nap or go to bed with it, you may wake up with reduced levels of cravings. Okay. Well, if you don't quit, you're going to die. If you quit and you're going to die, at least you'll die healthy. You won't have some machine trying to take you over. Some machine rewriting your DNA. All right, before I go on, we got to talk about the finances here, okay? Supporting the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. It's a network that's allowing you to have solutions that you wouldn't get any other network. Or maybe you will, who knows. But support this network because, number one, I'm on here. Number two, there are other podcasters on here. And number three, the Micro Effect has been going strong all these years. So keep them going strong so they can continue doing what they do best. And that's informing you. All right, I got ByeByeBlueSky.com with Susan Marr. And I've got Gag Canada with Bernadette Green. These are two activists in Canada that you might want to start investigating their information, getting acquainted with what's going on so you can best be prepared to defend yourself and to be offensive, not always in the defense. I hate being defensive. I like being offending. I like to be on the offensive side. Just the way I am. You know, it's just my nature. So anyway, support these two groups if you can. Check them out. Look at what they've got. Look at what Bye Bye Blue Sky's got. Look what Gag Canada's got. You'll be so informed. And then you can tell people, hey, check these guys out in Canada. These crazy Canadians, look what they've got, you know, and take a look and see what's there. Then you've got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. When we're looking at what I've got on my page at augmentedforce.com, we have a catalog link. In that catalog link, we have triangles, anti-nano triangles, anti-nano buckets. We have repulsors. We have grounding straps. We have portable grounding straps. We have the flash drive with 32 gigs of information. It's a library database all in one. Radio shows, videos, books, interviews, databases all in one. We also have books on DVDs, you know, three separate books or one DVD with all three. We have old-fashioned remedies that still have an effect on our health that can make us stronger and better. So if you're interested, check the site out. And I also do consultations as well. Give me a shout, 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Give me a shout if you need any help. If you find something on the site you're interested in, give me a call or send me an email. Let me know where you're at so I know what to tell you and what to do, and we'll go from there. What do you say? All right. Does this pertain to cannabis too? Yeah, I mean, know your sources. I have friends who are in the art of cannabis growth, and if you have friends, I'd probably tell you to get it from them. or get it from a clean, reliable source. The government stuff doesn't work too much, and all this crap in the health food store, the CBD with no THC, that's a load of horse hockey. The ones that work for the cancer have to have the THC in it, at least from what we've seen here anyway. The CBD on its own doesn't seem to cut it. And it also can help with some of these frequencies that you're getting hit with, and can also help with sleep, provided you don't go crazy with it. You only need a toothpick. You dip a toothpick amount in. That's it. You don't go crazy by drinking a whole bottle of the stuff, or you never wake up. But it does have therapeutic properties. Anything we're dealing with today in the year 2017 has to be reinvestigated. We can no longer assume that some guru or some doctor who's wearing a three-piece $5,000 suit is going to come out there and tell you the truth. He's wearing a $5,000 suit because he's bamboozled somebody. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. Tony, do you have the recipe in your website? No, I don't. Well, I'll repeat it again in the second half because I thought I heard something. Yep, I did. Okay, I hear the music, so come on back in the second half, and we'll continue with this discussion. All right, talk to you in a bit.